Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Thunder Chats here with another word from our sponsors, BetOnline.ag. The only people that get off this time of year are pro athletes and us at BetOnline. With NFL, bowl season, and NBA in full swing over the holidays, BetOnline isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and info. BetOnline has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today to get into the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's capital letters BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. To another edition of the Top Thunder Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger at Thunder Chats. We're part of the Believe Network. This podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Thunder fans, what is going on? I am coming to you live from Casa de Stevens. That's right, your boy is in OKC for a couple Thunder games this weekend. One that I was live on location to see, which was the Portland Trail Blazers, in which we won in history-setting fashion. So a couple records were broken, but not the one that we wanted. First of all, the Thunder led the Portland Trail Blazers by, 62? Is that correct? Yeah, 62 points going into the fourth quarter, which is an NBA record for the highest point differential entering the fourth quarter. So set a record there. It is the biggest Thunder win in Thunder history, so that's awesome as well. And I think Cone also said earlier that it is the fifth largest margin of victory in NBA history. So a lot of crazy thing happened in this game, 139-77. We're talking about a segment we call Single Arch Item. All right, I'm gonna rip through this because it's pretty late. I've had a long day. had a 13-hour drive that turned into like a 17-18-hour drive. So needless to say, I'm exhausted. We're just gonna do a group pod, but you know, we got here late. Everybody's kind of tired. It's no big deal. I'm gonna rip through this solo pod, and the next time you hear from us, it will be all of us on the pod, except for Dolan, because you know he's lame and he couldn't come through. But anyways, single large item of the game. I mean, dude, pretty much everybody played good in this game, but Shea was insane. In 21 minutes, he had 31 points on 11 of 15 shooting, 1 of 3 from deep, 8 of 8 from the stripe. Thank God he started knocking down his free throws again. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. And as would be a theme with the starting lineup, had just an absolutely insane plus-minus at 41. So things to note. Shea came in and made sure he got his 30, and he got it done in 21 minutes of action, which is just insane, man. 31 points in 21 minutes on 15 shots, just bonkers, nutty. So he knocked down all of his free throw attempts, which is a far cry from what we've seen in Shea in the month of January. He knocked down 2 technical free throws, so that was awesome to see. The 1-3 from deep is the first time in the last 7 games that Shea has registered less than 40% or more at the three-point line. So obviously he's a bum, he needs to do better, but nah, Shea was awesome. And next I'm going to talk about Jalen Williams, who just came off his near triple double against the Miami Heat, and man, he had another great night. 21 points on 9 of 10 shooting, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 of 3 from the stripe, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and he was also plus 39 in the box score plus minus. Man, Dub is leveled up in a way that I don't think anybody could have foreseen. On both ends of the floor, he's locked in, he's engaged defensively. Offensively, he gets it done in a variety of ways. gets it done off cuts, gets it done off the dribble, gets it done on the drive, pull up, floater, spot up. Like, he's really dynamic offensively, and like we're literally just scratching the surface with him. I thought some of the All-Star conversation the offseason was premature, and I still don't think that he deserves to be an All-Star this year. But it's not as crazy as I once thought. So, shout out, Dub. Chet had 19 points, 9 of 13 shooting, 1 of 3 from deep. He missed both of his free throw attempts, which was concerning. Four rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 0 blocks, which we just got to look at these because I feel like he got a piece of the ball a couple of times. But he was a plus 41 in his time. Chet was crazy. He had, well, really, Chet and Jalen Williams both had crazy dunks to start the game. Jalen Williams had a flat foot of 180. He had a transition, just one-handed tomahawk before the end of the half. Chet Holmgren had one where he was, like, doing a leaning poster on a fast break. He had a play where Jeremy Grant literally tackled him, and Chet made the shot. And would have been an and-one when he missed it, of course. Yeah, man, Chet was awesome. Dub was awesome. Shea was awesome. Chet was also plus 41 once I was Shea. The next two, talking about Josh Giddey, he had 13 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, 3 blocks, which, what? 5-5 shooting, 3-3 from the stripe, 23 minutes of action. He was a team-high plus 46. And, yeah, he was looking good today. He had a lot of good passes. Lou Dort at 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 turnover as well. 3-7 shooting, 3-5 from deep, 2-2 from the stripe, as Jerry and Trevin are looking at me. Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, he was a plus 45 in his time on the court, 19 minutes of action. Played some really good defense. He only had 1 steal and 1 block, but, like...
Who are you talking about?
Lou Dort, your boy.
Love it, Lou.
Let's talk about Josh Giddey being the best on the
court. I already talked about Josh Giddey, okay. Man. I'm trying to rip through this. Leave me alone.
I caught a big game.
Forced two or three offensive fouls, I think, in the first quarter alone for Lou against Dort. Stripped the ball on a number of occasions. Just really doing a good job of, like, filling the lane, spreading the floor. Lou Dort was awesome. Talking about the bench, man, like, there's a lot of people that got running this because we emptied the bench with, like, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Like, we were up, like, 60 points. So, we had 10 people off the bench play. Kaysom Wallace, Kenrich Williams, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Vasily Micic, Trey Mann, Usman James, Jalen Williams, Lindy Waters, and Keontae Johnson made his NBA debut tonight. Combined, they scored a lot of points. Combined, they had 1 block. Combined, they had 4 steals. They had a lot of assists, a lot of rebounds. Like, they did their job. And, you know, I mentioned that we won this game by 62. We was leading them by 62 going into the fourth quarter. I mentioned that as well. And there was a point where I think we had it up to 64, maybe 66. And to the Blazers' credit, they didn't want to have a record set on them, so they quickly, you know, kind of stalled that out. But, like, guys were making some great shots. Trey Mann was making shots. Lindy Waters was making shots. Boone was making shots. Usman Jang was making shots. He didn't have a great night off efficiency-wise, 4 of 11 shooting, 1 of 5 from deep. But he got down a lot of areas, and I really liked his physicality tonight, so... Shout out to Usman Jang out there as well. Isaiah Joe didn't take a shot. Wiggins missed his only 2. Micic had 2 assists. Kaysom Wallace, man, was out there rebounding the basketball in his minutes. He had 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 1 of 5 shooting, though, 0 of 3 from deep. And really, if he would have stayed out there with that bench unit going into the fourth quarter, I think we could have changed it. I think we could have set the record, so... pretty much it was a big bummer that it didn't happen, but shout out Mark Dignall. He was asked about were you trying to chase the record at the end of the game. He said no, that's our record. So shout out Mark Dignall, that's awesome. But yeah, as let's kind of go look at the team stats just to see. So Thunder shot 57% from the field, 40% from 3, 86.4% from the free throw line, 40% from three feels just not right because I don't remember us making that many threes. Out-rebounded the Blazers 59-42. Jerry, we out-rebounded the Blazers
59-42. That's what I said. Rebounding and free throws are the two biggest things to win games.
Free throws, we made 19 to their
10. To their 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's a big chunk of it. What is that? Like,
I mean, well, it helps they didn't have DeAndre Ayton.
Almost, what, 25% of their points or our lead is in free throws?
I wouldn't get... Okay, can I be double back?
Sure. All right. Also, we have 41 assists to their 16. Stocks number. It's pretty even. They actually won that 16 to the 14. They have less turnovers than us, 13 to 10. A lot of those turnovers came late in the game when it was our third unit out there. Dominated points in the paint, so 70 to 30. Points in the paint, 70 to 30.
No, I knew that. So it's very seldom, right, especially this season, that we've actually lost the points in the paint.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably less than 10%.
It's because Shea gets all those paint 10%. Touches.
Well, yeah.
All right, but yeah, that's some great stats. Like, it was a really fun game. It wasn't like a blowout where people try to leave early and, you know, try to beat traffic. Like, there was truly a chance for something historic to happen. And it wasn't the same history that we were hoping for, but something historic did happen. So that was fun to see. The next time the Thunder play will be Saturday against the Orlando Magic. That will be our fan event. We will be having a meetup at the Parlor, 1 to 5. If you're going to the game, if you're not going to the game, come to the meetup. It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have giveaways, we're gonna have food, we're gonna have drinks, we're gonna meet up with other Thunder fans. And we're also having a donation drive for the Battered Women's Shelter of Oklahoma City, YWCA, in which we are bringing diapers of any size, formula, powder formula, wipes, and also feminine products. So if you guys would like to bring a donation to help them out, that would be awesome. And then we have the game. And of course, if you are not in the event chat on Twitter, I need you to DM me at ThunderChats. Let me know that you have bought a ticket with our link. You'll be going to the game and you don't want to miss out on that stuff. So hit me up and I'll add you that chat. That way you can get any information and instruction we have on the event for Saturday. After the game, we'll go down to the court, take a big group photo, take the half-court shot for the Lord Bowl tickets. It'll be a awesome time. Can't wait to see everybody, but that is all for tonight. Hope everybody has a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.